From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's a fact we're all dealing with this summer. Gas prices just keep rising. The national average is now $2.55 a gallon. That's 18 cents higher than last week and 67 cents higher than last August.
The high cost is not stopping most motorists from driving, but it does have many thinking and talking about how to save some fuel.
I try to ride my bike as much as I can because, you know, $5, I fill it up. I can go 200 miles. So around town is great.
Live closer to where you work and where you shop. That would be my strategy.
Got to keep, good maintenance in the car. If your air filter is bad, you spend gasoline. Your oxygen is bad, you spend a lot of gasoline. You know, there's a lot of different things that you need to check it out.
Try not to idle my car. I try to keep the air conditioner low. I try to drive on the interstates as much as I can. Cut out the back roads. Keep the speed limit to keep the light frequencies going, and that's about it.
I got a tune, oil changes, and I did it all. Trying to make sure the air pressures are right. I've been doing it all, trying to save some money.
We heard from motorists Frank Donaldson, Joanne Sobalski, Richard Giamper in Los Angeles, and Bill Shook and Jim Anderson in Louisville, Kentucky.
We thought we'd seek some expert advice on stretching your gas tank from Warren Brown, automotive writer for The Washington Post. Welcome back, Warren.
Good to be here.
I want you to tell us some things people can do, first, apart from buying another car or taking the bus, by which they might consume less gasoline in their car.
Yeah, when you go to McDonald's or Wendy's, park the car, get out, go in and buy your hamburger instead of sitting at the window letting it idle. Cut the idling time.
So that fellow we just heard saying he's trying to do less idling is
exactly.
Onto something.
You know, clean out your back trunk. Particularly, this goes out to school teachers. You ever seen the trunk of a school teacher?
Yeah.
Lots of stuff back there. You don't have to carry. Let the school board carry that weight. You know, you save the gasoline.
Or the trunk of a golfer.
Of a golfer. Yeah, any of those. Tire pressure is another thing.
Tire pressure.
Because tire pressure speaks to basically, you know, how the tire is dealing with the road. I mean, if you have a low inflation tire, it's more friction. Requires more energy to move it, and so therefore you're using more gasoline. On a mild day, there's no need to have the air conditioner on, but so, you know, turn it off, and don't crank your windows down all the way because that just creates drag, and you might as well be, you know, driving with a, balloon on the back of the car or something.
You mean the windows open, the sunroof open?
If you have the window open, the sunroof open, for example, if it's not a convertible.
Mm-hmm.
That wind has to go someplace. Mm-hmm. It's coming into the car, hitting the back, and it's creating more drag. More drag means more wind resistance, means you have to burn more fuel to overcome the wind resistance.
When you're on the highway, highway driving, how big a difference does it make to do 70 or to do, of course, if you're breaking the law at 70 probably, but or to drive 55?
Well, if you go more slowly, yeah, you can save more gasoline. If you want, that's the honest answer. It's not the answer I prefer, but that's the honest answer.
Let's say that you're an amazingly smart driver when it comes to doing all of these things to consume less gasoline. How many miles per gallon might you be adding to
your
car's
It all depends on what you are driving mm-hmm. and how it's equipped. If you are an amazingly smart driver on a car that basically only needs 15-inch diameter wheels, you get more mileage. But if you're an amazingly smart driver who is into bling-bling and you have 20-inch wheels on that car, you're going to get less mileage uh-huh. because the bigger the wheels, the more fuel you're going to use.
But what do you think is the range that you can really extend your mileage efficiency by being very smart as opposed to being average to stupid?
I can give you real-world examples. We've done these tests, believe it or not, with Mercedes-Benz, where we're looking at a lot of their diesel technology. Mercedes-Benz, you know, has a kind of a sense of humor. You know, they thought that, instead of us going out there and showing how fast we could go, why don't we see how responsibly we could drive and save fuel? And so we did that trick, a couple of times, and novel things like coasting down hills.
You call that novel?
Well, we don't normally coast.
Novel or reckless
hills.
Would be another word for that.
Turning off the air conditioner, not running with headlights on. It's daytime, of course. Not running with anything that consumes lots of power because, of course, that consumes energy. And so, some of us, finish with the we got 5 miles more out of the tank. The more ridiculous of us got something like, 8 to 10 miles more, out of the tank. Yeah.
Warren Brown, thanks a lot.
Welcome. Always a pleasure.
Warren Brown, who is automotive writer for the Washington Post.